You may have noticed I preach rather frequently out of the Old Testament. I feel like it is foundational. It's foundational for our faith. It tells us about God. And Jesus was raised with these Hebrew scriptures. So they were foundational for him as well. So in today's reading, we heard from Genesis about Jacob. So I'm going to back up a little bit. There's a little bit more to this story that you need to be aware of. A few chapters before, we heard that yet again, we have a woman who is barren. This time it is Rebekah, Isaac's beloved. He'd waited until he was 40 to marry her. She was barren, and he prayed that they would have children. And of course, God answered his prayer. Because how else would God be able to fulfill God's promise to Abraham that he would be the father of many nations or a multitude of people? Rebekah had a very difficult pregnancy with the twins that she was carrying fighting in the womb. When they are born, the second son is grasping the heel of his older brother, suggesting that even then, he's competitive and he wants to be first. The second son born is named Esau. The first one who's the heel grasper, which is what his name means, is Jacob. And as siblings are, as some of you know all too well, Esau and Jacob are very, very different. And as also sometimes happens, the parents had favorites. Jacob was his mother's favorite because he liked to stay at home and hang around the tents. And Isaac loved Esau better because Esau liked to go out and hunt and work in the fields. The character of each of these sons really begins to emerge as we hear the story of Esau coming in all hot and tired one day from the fields. And he says, "I am famished." Jacob's cooking a stew there and is only too happy to share some of this great stew he's cooking. And Esau, he says to Esau, "Well, if you'll give me your birthright, I will share my stew." And Esau basically says, "Well, what good is my inheritance going to be if I starve to death?" So he signs off his birthright and gives it to his brother.
Jacob, the heel grabber, will be first, will get what he wants.
Isaac gets old, his vision fails, and before he dies, he wants to give his eldest son his blessing. It's an almost magical gift of prosperity which can only be given once. He calls Esau to him, asks him to bring him some of his favorite meat. And so Esau sets out to do his father's will, knowing that when he comes back, his father will give him his blessing. Only problem is Rebekah overheard. And remember, Jacob is her favorite son. So she and Jacob concoct a plan. And Jacob goes in and passes himself off as Esau before his blind father and gets the blessing for himself.
How despicable Jacob is, tricking his father, cheating his brother.
Isaac tells Esau, "I cannot bless you now." And he tells them that Esau is going to have to live off of the land, hunt, and what's worse, he's going to have to serve his brother Jacob. Esau hates his brother and vows to kill him. So Jacob, fleeing home without even a bedroll to his name, is where we meet and start our story today from Genesis. And he chooses, since he didn't even take a bedroll with him, he chooses a stone for his pillow. Our ambitious young man is now alone, seemingly even without any servants. His trickery has led him to now being a fugitive. Certainly, it would seem he deserves this. Yet he dreams of a ladder reaching into heaven and angels ascending and descending.
I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your offspring, and your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth.
Surely our ears deceive us. Sounds like what God said to Abraham. Can this really be the Lord God appearing in a dream to this deceitful, treacherous man who has cheated his brother out of his inheritance and out of his father's blessing?
Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go.
It is surprising even to Jacob that God has found him here. But he should know. He cannot escape God even when he's on the lam.
Lord, you know when I sit down and when I rise up. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence?
The Lord God of Israel is a patient God, a persistent God. Even when Abraham passed his wife off as his sister, God stayed with Abraham. God kept God's promise to Abraham and gave him a son after his wife Sarah had been barren for decades. Isaac and Rebekah, as I said, waited 20 years before their twins were born. Then they have children, these two boys who are in contention even before they're born. Yet God is a promise keeper. If the promise of God to Abraham is to be fulfilled, God will pursue this unworthy trickster, Jacob. Jacob is certainly not out looking for God. He's looking for escape. But even he must admit,
surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it.
Jacob names the place Bethel, house of God. After such an amazing experience, he surely must now be ready to turn his life around. If God will keep me in the way I go.
If God will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear.
If God will bring me to my father's house in peace,
then the Lord shall be my God, and this stone shall be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will surely give one-tenth to you.
Yeah, right. Dream on. Jacob's going to change. This man will not. God was pursuing Jacob, not the other way around. And Jacob is still going to be in it for whatever Jacob can get out of it. Jacob is negotiating a deal more than he is really demonstrating how the life of faith is one of risk.
Yet God is faithful still.
God does not set conditions on Jacob. God makes the promise despite Jacob's character. Jacob's offspring will people the earth. This is not a promise to Jacob. This is a promise to humankind. This is how God works. The person or people may be imperfect. They may even be despicable tricksters out to get whatever they can for themselves. Still, God will pursue them, not because they deserve it, but because God has made promises, not just to Abraham, but to humankind. God will be our God, and we will be God's people. Not only that, but with the birth, death, and resurrection of Jesus, there is a new covenant. God's grace was poured out through him. Now,
all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. When we cry, Abba, Father, it is that very Spirit bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
God has adopted us, not because we sought God and asked, but because God first loved us, sought us out, and called us each beloved child of God. Whatever the future brings,
joy, sorrow,
sickness, loss of loved ones,
new pastors, loss of old ones,
hurricanes, earthquakes,
love, divorce,
birth of babies, graduations,
know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go.
Surely God is in this place. Amen.
Let us affirm God's presence with us. I will be reading statements, and you will respond with, know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go. When we are frightened by new places, new jobs, new responsibilities, new people, or new ideas, we remember God's words to Jacob.
Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go.
When we feel trapped by problems we cannot solve and stuck with people with whom we cannot get along, we hear what God said to Jacob as he ran away from his angry brother.
Know that I am God and will keep you wherever you go.
When we feel totally alone, as Jacob felt when he was alone in the desert, when we feel abandoned by our friends or even family, when we feel lost, we remember God's words.
Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go.
When we lose hope that anything will ever be better than it is now, when our own problems seem too big to ever be solved, when hunger and injustice and war seem unavoidable, when it looks as though the evil always wins and the good loses, God speaks quietly to us.
Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go.
Together we affirm, God speaks quietly to us and gives us the courage to rise up as God's children. God is constantly, lovingly, powerfully present with us. As we depend on God's power, we do surprising things in God's name. Remembering the trickster Jacob, we know that God is with us.